Now let's turn our attentions to next week's broadcast of the Dawn Chorus, Sunday morning, the very early hours between 1 and 7am. Let's give you a little rundown of what's going to happen. So from 1 until 4am we'll be broadcasting some documentaries from the Mooney Goes Wild archive, one about the curlew, one about the common eider duck and another about the white stork. We'll have music from Paddy Glacken and Donal Lunny. Where would you get it? And then from 4 until 7, we will join our colleagues across Europe, in particular BBC Radio Ulster in Northern Ireland, BBC Wales and BBC Scotland, for a kind of Celtic-themed Dawn Chorus. Lots of guests and lots of surprises during the morning. And we want you to be very much part of it by contacting us and allowing us to hear the birds singing where you live. We'll give you all the details on the day, OK? No need to give them to you right now. I will be live from Kuskinny Marsh Nature Reserve for the whole morning with my colleague Niall Hatch and with our man in Cork, Jim Wilson, because it's quite close to where Jim lives in Cove, which is where he is now. Jim, great to speak to you again today. And the big question, have the birds begun to sing where you are?
Well, Derek, things couldn't be better. Lots of birds singing, plenty of activity. Even here in our garden, we've got a blue tit nesting away mad, bringing in material, busy, and a wren in another nest box on the other side of the house. And then plenty of singing in between, announcing their territories. We were just watching a wren, and it was actually in full song. And I always think it's amazing to hear them. They're so loud. I refer to them sometimes as the opera singer of the Dawn Chorus. They're real virtuosos. But this one was singing full blast as it flew from one side of the garden to the other, which I thought was fantastic.
Are you saying the wren was actually singing in flight? Is that normal?
Yeah, you see it now and again. They especially when they're on full alert on the border of their territory. But you don't see it always. But now and again, when they're really pumped up, they'll actually keep the singing going while they're moving from one perch to another.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that, Jim, because my memory of the Dawn Chorus from Kuskinny Marsh each year is the prominent singer, which is always the wren. And you can hear it there in the background.
Absolutely. I mean, it actually became a nice complaint, a nice problem. But for the technical team doing the recording on the day and setting up the microphones, if the wren came within, we'll say, even 2 metres or 3 metres of the microphone, you could hear nothing else but the wren. They are so loud, incredibly loud, and one of the smallest members of the Dawn Chorus.
I love wrens. There really is something about them. That volume they just pump out is incredible. I had the great pleasure this morning of listening to quite a few of them. I got up good and early, went down to the East Coast Nature Reserve, which is just close to my house here in Wicklow, and I had lots of wrens singing. I had sedge warblers doing their song flights, so they're one of the ones that often would sing in flight. Meadow pipits doing the same thing. Willow warblers everywhere. Had my first grasshopper warbler of the year. They make a very rapid ticking noise. Sounds a bit like a fishing reel, so that was absolutely lovely. There's chiff-chaff singing. So the Dawn Chorus is really kicking off, getting better and better every morning. And I'm really looking forward to getting down to Kuskinny Marsh and enjoying it in all its glory. It's going to be great.
Now, Kuskinny Marsh, Jim, is the location you chose for us when we first ventured into the Marathon Dawn Chorus broadcast some 20 years ago. We've been broadcasting the Dawn Chorus for 26 years, but in this kind of format, a big live broadcast. Why Kuskinny Marsh? What's so good about it? Where is it exactly? What can we expect to hear?
Okay, Derek. Well, it's Kuskinny Marsh Nature Reserve. It's run by Birdwatch Ireland, privately owned, here in Cork Harbour, right in the centre of Cork Harbour on the Great Island, where the town of Cove, the seaside town of Cove, is situated. We partly picked it because I had already been involved in that nature reserve for some time. We were looking for somewhere where obviously we could get all the equipment in with the satellite dishes and everything. We were also looking for a place that had a good selection of species too. You know, you could have gone to somewhere like a reed bed, and while you would have got some great singers, the number of species you would have recorded would have been relatively low. Whereas with Kuskinny, we were able to get in all the regular species that people in Ireland would have heard but maybe not known much about, and that was important. So Kuskinny, it's like a microcosm, I say, of ordinary Ireland. It doesn't have anything ultra rare, But it actually ticks a lot of the boxes of places where most people live in Ireland. We have a seaside, we have a beach there. Whether they've got woodland nearby, we have that. Whether they're in farmland areas, we have that. A freshwater stream, we have that. Coniferous plantation, we have that. That was the reason we picked it. And to this day, it still pumps out a great Dawn Chorus every year, which is fantastic.
Well, Jim, it's a real privilege for me to be in Kuskany Marsh Nature Reserve next weekend to bring this magnificent chorus to our listeners. Thank you indeed for your help, and we look forward to seeing you then.
Looking forward to it, Derek, as always.
Niall, just before we go, you want to remember one of your colleagues from Birdwatch Ireland.
Yes, very sad news indeed. We got the really terrible news there that unfortunately our chief executive, Nicholas Williams, a very dedicated conservationist, passed away last week. And it's really heartbreaking news for all of us. Nick was a really lovely guy and a very passionate, determined conservationist. He'd worked for many years, particularly on conservation of raptors, especially in the Middle East. He'd been with Birdwatch Ireland for only a year, and unfortunately he passed away. And we're devastated, of course, and we'd like to say thank you to everybody who sent us in such kind messages of condolence. We really appreciate it. Our thoughts are with his partner, Siri, and with his mother and his extended family. And we'll miss him greatly. May he rest in peace.
Niall, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Derek.
That's all we have time for today. My thanks to Niall Hatch, Terry Flanagan, Eric Dempsey, Aina Nilana, and Richard Collins. Our broadcast coordinator is Jarlath Holland. Our researcher is John Bella Riley. Until we speak to you again on Sunday morning, the 2nd of May, for the Dawn Chorus, goodbye.